Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
So Neil Vigder, he works for the New York Times, and one of his hobbies is photography, and he's doing a Q&A, sort of merging both, on October 15th, that's a week from tomorrow, at the Perot Memorial Library in Old Greenwich at 7 o'clock. They'll show his photography and display, and there'll be a Q&A. You can talk about the New York Times, can talk about politics. He covered the presidential election. He could talk about photography, a lot of different things. He joins us now on Brian and Company. Good morning, sir. How are you, Neil?
Hey, Brian. Thanks for having me on. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Really delighted to be having this showing at the Perot Library in Old Greenwich. Director Trish Tomlinson presented me with this opportunity to do my first show, and so been something that I've been working on for the last couple of months, kind of curating the photos. And
I've said for years you got to do this, so I'm really glad you're doing it, and your stuff is awesome. And if you just it's kind of amazing, but I have a bunch of questions. And can people just show up?
I believe so. I think there's an RSVP process on the website. It's a gorgeous library. It's Jeffersonian, right in Binney Park, one of the most beautiful spots in Old Greenwich. So I think hopefully there will be a decent turnout, and I think there is an RSVP process online.
And it's perrotlibrary.org.
Yeah, Perot. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I want to ask about process. First of all, did you do anything formal to learn how to be a photographer?
Yeah, it's kind of just a lot of trial and error. I started out with a small kind of pocket size Sony DSLR. And kind of moved up to a Nikon, and then a couple of years ago got into the Sony Alpha mirrorless world, and the Alphas are just really amazing pieces of equipment, and especially in like low light situations at night. Really, I think the nighttime photography is what like really pops. And so their Alpha line, and then the G Master lenses, which are pretty premium, that go with those cameras. We're talking full frame. Just a lot of like trial and error over the years.
But you never took a class or anything like that.
No, I never did. When I was at Vanderbilt in college, worked on the student paper, and so like. Occasionally, they would say, well, do you want to shoot your own photos for a story? And, that's back in the film era. So, I learned how to develop my own film. And so, but yeah, just been kind of tinkering and experimenting. And sometimes it doesn't work out, but then sometimes, you know, put a lot of planning into things. And, Moon Rises. And, you know, one of the big things that I'm into is doing the Fireflies every summer. You know, there's a couple of weeks towards the end of June, beginning of July, when it's the peak season. And there's a family in New Canaan that have turned their property basically into a private firefly sanctuary. And Bill and Mary Ellen McDonald, and they've just been kind enough to let me go there. They, you know, host kind of viewing parties. And so I plop my Sony down in kind of a meadow and leave it there for like an hour and a half, and constantly taking pictures every like 20 seconds or so. Yeah. And then at the end of the night, you put all those photos together and you can kind of capture the rotation of the Earth with the star trails, and you can get, you know, it looks like kind of starry night with all the fireflies.
Yeah, you know, we're talking with Neil Vigder of the New York Times. He has a an exhibit of his photography at the Pratt Library in Old Greenwich a week from tomorrow at 7 o'clock. You can go to the Pratt Library website to RSVP to it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You're talking about process, and you know, technology is fascinating to me because in some ways I thought photography might, you know, sort of wither with all the digital technology. It turns out it just makes the ability to do things more enhanced, and people still love still photography, which is amazing to me. But you talked about that, that's technology helping you do something great, like with those fireflies. I'm curious about the nature stuff I like the most, you know, whether it's the, I don't know if it's a hawk or an eagle or whatever with the fish in the talons or the owls you have. Like, how do you do that? Do you know where to go? Do you sit somewhere for hours? Like, I don't understand the process of capturing those things.
I mean, sometimes it's just like, Brian, it's like blind luck. And other times it's like you're sitting there, you know, waiting. And I mean, I don't spend like hours, but, you know, sometimes I'm there waiting and kind of hoping that you'll get an osprey and you can kind of see it with a fish, and the, like, you can actually see the blood on the fish and it's in the talons. I remember a couple years ago, there was a snowy owl at the beach in Stratford, and people were seeing it, and I must have made 3 trips to Stratford, and then finally on the third time it was there. And I remember the state of Connecticut actually had to bring in an environmental protection person because people were trying to take selfies with the owl, and it was like really kind of tacky, and the bird was getting like agitated. So you know, there's a a certain amount of like knowing to be like respectful of these animals and their space and not, you know, agitating them. You can still like get beautiful photos, but yeah, so sometimes it doesn't work out, but you know, patience and kind of research and a lot of the like eBird alert apps and stuff like that can tell you where there have been sightings.
Nice. Well, even the squirrel with the French fry is adorable. Listen, I hope it goes well. We have like a minute and a half left. We're talking with Neil Vigder. And again, you can see his photography. It's neilvigder.photoshelter.com. And you spell his name V-I-G-D-O-R. You obviously spent years covering things here in Connecticut journalistically, and now you're with the Times. I don't know if we connected after the election or not, but are you back to breaking news? Question. And then the second one is like reflecting back on the trail. Like, how was that experience?
I am back on breaking news. So I'm doing a whole kind of mix of things. Wrote about some journalists in Alaska the other day who quit their newspapers because the management kind of unilaterally edited a Charlie Kirk story they wrote. I definitely miss being out on the trail. I went during the campaign to every battleground state, all seven of them. You know, now it seems like we'll be getting ready again for midterms before you know it. And it was just a really great opportunity last year to kind of get out of Connecticut, New York, the bubble, and kind of see how people in the rest of the country are thinking.
Yeah, it is a part of the, I mean, I've done a fair bit of that travel myself. It is amazing how different other parts of the country actually are. We got to run, yeah. Neil. Good luck next week. It's super fun, and you'll be obviously answering questions too. And just congratulations, buddy. I think it's great.
I always appreciate you, Brian. Thanks so much for your kindness and for having me on.
Well, we'll talk to you again soon. Neil Vigder, again, New York Times. You too, buddy. Again, the Pratt Library in Old Greenwich next Wednesday, a week from tomorrow at 7 p.m. And you won't meet a nicer guy than Neil. And he's obviously smart and talented, but sensitive, kind, very thoughtful. And I've known him since, you know, the fall of 1994.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.